I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm Mark Christopher with a Light 100.5 WRCH Commuter Guide.
Tell me something good.
We've got so many innovative people and companies coming up with new and exciting things all the time, and nowhere is that more true than in bioscience. For example, an inventor in Farmington named Eric Knight came up with a device that might help people with Alzheimer's disease. He invented a skull cap that can deliver radio waves to the brain. Now, a company in Arizona is trying that skull cap out as a treatment for the disease, which afflicts about 1 million people. And in a very small test, the treatment stabilized or even reversed cognitive decline in Alzheimer's patients. Did you know that almost 1 in 3 people will develop shingles? That's what the CDC says. A company in Shelton called Nanovirucides has come up with a topical treatment for the disease, which is caused by the same virus that gives us chickenpox. All the initial tests are showing good results, and the company expects to move into human clinical trials soon. One of the benefits of all the medical research being done in Connecticut and elsewhere is knowledge. We can tell by looking at our DNA what conditions we might be predisposed to, and a company called Sema4 develops lower-cost genetic testing kits that people can use to make better decisions about their health care. They're building a new lab down in Stanford where they'll have more than 500 people working. Innovation in bioscience and helping improve our lives, that all adds up to one more great thing about Connecticut. And can you believe it's already September? Now, summer's winding down. There's still lots to do in Connecticut. In fact, this upcoming weekend is packed with back-to-back festivals and fairs. From country and harvest fairs to music and oyster fests, here's just a few to consider. The highly anticipated Norwalk Oyster Fest this Friday through Sunday, offering a range of activities and entertainment, including exhibits on oystering history with artifacts, oyster tasting, a slurping contest, and more. And then there's the Hebron Harvest Fair, one of Connecticut's major agricultural fairs with nearly 100 food vendors, dozens of competitions, including pie eating, tractor pulling, balloon blowing, and more. There's also the Bethlehem Fair on Saturday and Sunday, an old-fashioned agricultural fair with livestock shows and nearly 20 live exhibits, from cooking to needlework. Or there's the Heartbeat Music Festival in Hartford on Saturday, which is a free day-long music event featuring local and regional music on 3 stages. 20 bands, hands-on activities, local food, beer, and more. Knowing all this, commemorate the end of summer with some fair and festival fun. Now, the lucky winner of the September CT Visit prize pack is going to receive a gift basket from Lyman Orchards filled with delicious goodies, a gift certificate for a one-day paddleboard or kayak rental for 4 people at Collinsville Canoe and Kayak, and you'll also receive some awesome Connecticut swag, including a tote bag and a t-shirt. For more information, visit WRCH.com, click on contests.
And with it being September 3rd, that means we gave away our August CT Visit prize pack. Congratulations to Judith Sokoloff. She is from Cheshire, Connecticut. She'll enjoy some goodies from Lyman Orchards, also some Connecticut Still Revolutionary swag, and of course the kayak and canoe certificate from Collinsville. And make sure you enter to win the next one, which is the September pack, up at WRCH.com.
At Dunkin', the